Ele vem de cenário.
Which was talking about? Well, Simon Tov and Aleph, Sukkot, the sugya of kelim that people are mishtamish with. Thank you. Kelim that people are mishtamish with. Shloy aleish, you put food there. Can we have food? But it's not a case aleish. Therefore, of course, you don't do a case of libun to it. Don't do a case of agola. So, the question is how exactly go kasher it? There'll be four cases in Shulchan Aruch. Then we'll apply to six cases of Bizman Zeb practically. First case is brought down in the case of Shulchanos. Shulchanos Shamasnimem, Oichel, Kalashana, Vigim, the Orishlam, the Breskin. Two cases of Eroi. Now the words of Shulchan Aruch is Matsnimem, Oichlin.
Tevis.
Tevis also get the first case of Shulchanos. Two different cases, divide them up. Shulchanos, again, the words are something that you Matsnia, your hard food there. Pre-Chodesh says Lavdafka, meaning you put food there. Lavdafka. I didn't know you put food on the thing. Has this halacha? We can maybe learn a shulchan bit tevet shmatzniyim. Chodesh calling back and bolt, but it doesn't make a difference. It's lav dafka as long as you put food, have food there. Now the halacha is, think about it. You put a plate there, you put a pot there. It's clearly cleavly right. We know the halacha b'diavad l'chol apotus. We're not no way transiting tam. So what's the bayah? It's very clear. Come on, we showed him what down in the Torah or the Dakar Moshe. We're going to have things spill. Things spill all the time, constantly. Therefore, we have a bayah of spilling. Therefore, how do you go kasher it? So the Torah very simple. You kasher through the act of iroi. It went in through iroi. You kasher through iroi. And that's why the Mechaba over here is saying, we're worrying about it being nishpach. What spill? Something that's chomer stick. Therefore, when you kasher a Pesach, you kasher through the act of iroi. And the Dakar Moshe would mix it down and toughen the base. He said, v'chein ha-minig. The minig is a kasher through the act of iroi over here. Magavram brings it down that way, l'alocha toughen the base. Achei odom, l'archa shulchan. Numerous parts can bring down the locha as iroi. Now we'll get to the Mishavrua, he'll bring down, we have to worry about the case of Pashtido, and therefore need the Ebon Lupin. The question is, why is the Mechaber and Numus Gedolei Achronim, even the Bnei Ashkenaz, Sain the Magavom, the Chai Odom, the Archa Shulchan, they're not worrying about the Suga of Davagosh? Why are they saying the Loch is only the idea of Iwi? So say, numerous reasons. Number one, they point out Davagosh is a Chumrah. The Mom himself does not hold of it. True in Machmer, but number two, we have the Suga of Reik Tashmishai. Number three, our tables are in the Yomai. So we have these three reasons. That means to be Machmir, you have to be Choshev Davagosh, you have to be Machmir Rav Tashmishri, be Machmir in the Yomai. And you think about how much is Belay inside. Only case of a Klippa. So the Choy Iroi should be able to kashru it. El Meg, be Machmir even on that. If you think about it, you have to now Choshev spell a second time on Pesach, otherwise, how does it come out? It's clearly Reutiv. So to be Choshev, be Machmir on the Davagosh, on the Rav Tashmishri. On the case of not Ben Yomai, on the case of spilled the second time, on the case of chum of a klipa, because the thing about Nifsa Kiloch, it's only a chum over here. Have a lohisif, leave it as is, and therefore the mechaber and the numerous parts can be done in lochus iroi. That's its one sign why the unhugging glycol iroi is enough.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says it.
Yeah, but fine. I'm saying what the Archos Shulchan, the Chaudim says, you can leave it as the mechaber, because again, the whole idea of even any reason to ask us, even as Davagosh, is Nifsa Kiloch is a Chumra Baalma.
What's surprising about the Mishnah Berurah is that he's in Makbet, that even after all of a sudden, then you have to cover it.
Right.
So even if it's another.
Sounds just like my father in my parents' house. Yeah?
Taka. Even after you cover it, two covers.
Machmirim, ne machmirim. Let's show him get to. Fine, that's one on Hoga. A second on Hoga, the big number Rival, he says not just worried about the spills over here. Worrying about a person put place down straight on the table a pashtido. Negate us practically. We'll put a pizza down on the table, put toast on the table, put things straight on the table that's hot. And therefore, we have a bayah of the chumra kidu of a dove gosh, the get of a klivishin. Therefore, you have to kasher with the evan malubin. Evan malubin means you take a rack, you put it on the fire. The people tell me they sell it in the States, a set of evan malubin. You go to Eichler's, you can go buy it. Never seen it, but people tell me. Sold all over in the New York. You buy an Evan Lubin set. Buy a rack, and it comes with a tongue to it, and you can hold it in the fire. You go to your counter, you put it on top of it, you put water on top, you have an Evan Lubin. Here are the ones that you get there yet.
Position. No, I thought that somebody
was hanging here. They managed to tell me they sell racks. Fine. I don't know how much it costs, I don't know what price, I don't know who's making the money over here. They sell it. That's what it is. So
they sell the 10 pieces of chum as much as they sell.
Or we got some salt water.
Fine, okay, fine. Inside? So they have this thing, and therefore that those being down to Marival, the Mata Moshe, the other Shabbos, Kol Yaakov, the words of the Chema Moshe, the Ein Lashanis.
Is not the Evel Lubin before.
This, an Evel Lubin of boiling
hot. Before it was, you had to touch every part of the tray.
Right here, it sounds like pouring water on top. Not first, over there, it doesn't sound like the same one. Number two, we're not Samechon over there. Over here, we go do it.
Where's there?
In Sif Vav. The bubble was?
Well,
the bubble, I think.
Adjusting again. Why did it become melodic?
Because you have a pizza.
No, the pizza went.
Touch the shulchan.
Pizza faced down.
No.
Why? The bread itself, the pizza?
Chometz. That was called chometz. Pizza is chometz, the kach nohim. So, we have this idea that we have chometz that we lay into your table. And therefore, Kamal, the Graz, the Kishon Aruch, and the Mishbua, they bring down that the loch is, the minik is, we should go do a case of Evan Malupin. So again, it sounds like we have a Machlir Yashokal, and why they be Machmer? Because why? Because then they of Gosh, we are Machmer for. And Rosh Hashmisha, we are Machmer for. And Evan Nehemiah, we are Machmer for. The fun, you have one Siruch, and at the end of the day, Lechat Chilah, we're Machmer. It's true, says the Mishbua, what's the loch of the Evan? If you did not do that, you only did an act of Eroi. He no mice to come longer set to be Makel. They point out he's the Shitasa, because that if you run over here since the Evet, to mach molesses F Simuba. We won't go back to the Sugi Roy Tashmishoi on Sivov, the Mishwur said Roy Tashmish should be the Evil be Makel. He also be a Makel Ewe. If you got him the Shah Sim brought down to Fakbek be the Evet. So he also be in Fakbek once only Makel and have Simuba. But mice again it comes out that we have a Machlok Yashokal among the Gdola Khwedim, what are going to do by a case of Shukhanis. I read about Adon Gush of Ashtido. The numerous gang of the Golak the Mechaper, the loch is Iroi, and those of Farmer Rival, the loch is a case of Evan Lubin. Now, just to understand, there are a couple of basic questions in our bottle here, which are very shocking questions. First, the Meshua gets saying from Rival, we have to worry about Adon Gush. How much is Adon Gush being belay inside?
Klipo.
Why? It's a talk cover, it's a Klipo. How much is Iroi being belay inside? Klipo. That's your pasuk. So why isn't the Iroi kasher, even if it is, but yes, Dov Gush, there's a pizza, there's a bashid over here, very good. So Iroi kasher, the case of this Dov Gush that was on the table. That's Aleph. Oh, so he said, not all klippas are created equal. So let's take it for a carrot. Which one is more chomedic? The Dov Gush is nifsek akiluach, it's a togavar. How much you can belay inside? We know that's a din chumra ba'alma, it's being belay a klippa. It's a chumra. The idea of Iroi, Shloim Nifsak, we paskin, Alokal Maisem Shabbos, we get in this Bishul Klippo. Bishul Klippo. Mishmur said, not the Shabbos, but Yevah, Shloim Nifsak, we make it. But if it's Loim Nifsak, Medina is also even with the Yevah. So, it sounds like even worse. Iroi is a stronger Klippo than the case of Dov Gush, and still, Kamalong the Paiskim was saying, Machmiyam, you cannot kashi Iroi in the Dov Gush. Fellow. As though. As I fact, live in Achoyim. The Yadhudim Simon Sakdal is his question. So the Yadhud himself, the way how he wants to answer, and it could be this is really a raya why the Mekilim was saying that way. It could be that's a pshat in the Chayodim, the Urchot Shulchan, why they went to like Mechaber. He wants to tell you there's a chilik, it depends where it's coming from, that if it was heated up through an Amtsoi, the klipa, how it's working, is not working the same way. When you heat up water, there's a cup there. So it's heating up the cup, the metal, or the chavis, or the pot over here. Since it went through the pot over here to the water, it's a different thing when the fire went straight to the Dov Gush. When the fire hits the pizza, the fire hits the toast, as a different type, it's not the same exact process, and every clip is not the same clip, but true, it might be a stronger than how much it goes in, but the process, how to get out, is not the same way.
So you could have
an example, right, it'll come out, right, example. They say, what's the locha we have doing our golo, ala ish and shloi ala ish? Shaila, we come on the Torah, Mishmur brings down, even though both of them are real ala ish, shloi ala ish, the same locha of kuloi, but we're not going to kasher something that went through ala ish by golo with something shloi ala ish. I say the same thing went on kuloi, because it went through came in through a different process.
It's libum.
No, again, you have a pot of water, that the locha was bubbling when it went ala ish. Could you kasher shloi ala ish was bubbling? No, both of them were sad. Torah says, "Mishpul Mikdam Ost Machmas." So we see when it went in through a different process, the kashering has to be also different. It has to be the same process. So here it says the Yadhudi end of Tzarchin, if that's so. But the way he wants to answer that since liquid went through a pot, So it's a different type of process that a fire went to food. It'll come out. If you have, like you're saying, a steak that was on a plate, and the double gush fell on the table, and cash, it's active viewing. Because it went through a plate also. But usually our steaks are on the barbecue, the fire.
And if you take a potato out of the chicken,
it's the same thing. Same idea.
We'll
be the same thing. You can cash it through Iwari. Right. That's one way. The way that people go to Maori, he wants to answer. It's the same point he says over here. You want to tighten it by Iwari, we always have an area of the water cooling down. Water naturally cools down. By Davar Gush, it doesn't naturally cool down. It stays hot. If you want to tighten it, it's again, it's not the same exact process. Water is a different metzias than Davar Gush. Water naturally cools down. Something hot, Davar Gush does not naturally cool down. Therefore, the way, even though one can be more of a bali inside, but the way to cash it has to be the same process without a cooling process naturally happening to it. So again, it's Chedushim over here. I'm asking Chedushim. But that's how they want to answer why the idea of Evan Lubin only works by Gush, and Iwe would not help by the case of Gush. Another thing you have to realize to point out, that the halacha is saying by Reiv Tashmishoi, the Machlokes Mechab and the Ramah. The Mechab and Tzavah said, Reiv Tashmishoi, a person can't be Mechal. What did Mechab over here come along and say? Mechab is saying by Shulchan Ois, let's be Cheshish, something is built, but we're not going to be Cheshish for the case of Adav Gush Pashtido. Why not be Cheshish for Adav Gush Pashtido? Why? Because Reiv Tashmishoi. So why be Cheshish for something is built? Reiv Tashmishoi. Why in the world does Mechaba need anything to cash in? Mechaba is saying you have to do a case of Iroi. As most time you have plates and pots on the table, things don't spill.
That's nothing.
So we need nothing, right?
No, but it,
Reiv
is not of nothing.
No, you have to do a shift to clean it, right? It's not, you have to clean it. Anything cold, you clean. Or cold, put cold things on the table. But say, have things spilled?
Every time it's spilled. This way.
Every time food does not spill. Every time food does not. And the one house you live in, even my house, is not that way. It's not every time that way.
It's not that when it became chametz, right time this way. Every time it became chametz, it was this way.
No. Okay. Not hot food on the table. Usually it's on a plate or a pot. Cold food put on the table. You put bread on the table all the time. Every house puts bread on the table, right?
That doesn't do anything.
You have to clean it. That's not true. Anything right touch, you should make cold. You have to clean it well. So vada is a way of, you have to kasher it out. So the Gemara writes, at the end of the Zara, when it's cold and Reiv Tashmishoi, that's where it's coming from, just clean it well. And do not do the case of Iwe Akolo Akashi. But cold, in most cases, it's cold. The Ran's case is cold. So here, more time, put bread on the table. So why the Mechaba doesn't mean anything over here for? So come along, Gil Sefer, and the Nachor, they point out what's the concept of Reiv Tashmishoi, the Yisrael Shabbai. Everyone puts pots and plates on the table. That's what we all do. In that Shemush, part of that Shemush is things spill. It's the derech of a is put place on the table. In that play of the table, things spill. Instead of being right, by case of machbas, what's the machbas say? Makasher, why it might have burnt out and dried out, and if it left the case of libun. Why? Because in the derech of cooking, your things, in your machbas, things burn out. It's in the process of the derech. Masha'en came by the case of pashtido, we're not saying things spill. We very careful. We do show him. We're saying we put it down straight. That's a different mishdamshus. That means if it's the derech mishdamsh a certain way, putting a plate on the table, and part of the shimush is things to spill, that's nechel get a reiv tashmishoi. But to do a different shimush, to put something down on the table hot straight pashtido, that's the nechel get a mir tashmishoi. And the right get for machbas. Why is the mechabi machmer by shari yisurim? Why? Because in the derech of the establishes, things might have burned out, you left with things stuck to the wall, and therefore you have to do a case of leaving over there. So the set of derech does not mean how the chumas balea, the derech of the establishes, but general, when things happen, these situations, that's nothing to get it over Reiv Tashmishoi.
Why? Because it's the same thing that sometimes
it's part of the derech Tashmishoi. How do you use this? Things spill. We use things and things spill. That's part of the use of this situation. It doesn't always happen that way. It's true, we found it out that way, but that's part of the derech of the establishes. Again, but I came down. We went through one case. The case of Shulchanos. The idea of Shulchanos comes out. Aloch lemaisa machlokes shalach among the achrayim is a case of Iwai or Evan Lubin. Next case, we have a case of. Okay, first the case is what says Shmar. Go to the case. We'll go to the step by step. Set next thing. We have a case of Tevos or Magdolim. Tevos are basically the case of cabinets over here. So. Where's the mechab again? A tevish shematzim and oichlem. The loch is a case of iroi. Now pashis should be the same machlokes. Whoever holds the case of shulchanos is the case of evam lubin. Wouldn't by a tevish by cabinet should be a case of evam lubin. Meisel, you look at the elagaber. He quotes a makli tzedek on say that he says disagrees. No, tevish are not the same sugya, and therefore tevish cabinets are always nichlin get of iroi. That's not that clear exactly why is that so. Why you want to say that? Maybe in Metzias, no one puts Pashtita down, or maybe there's no minute to catch him inside Evan Lubin, and maybe meets both together. But however, if you read the Chem and Moshe, he writes clearly the halacha of Evan Lubin applies even to Tevis, and he writes for Ein L'Shanis. You read the Mishnah Brura and the Graz, Mishnah Brura is saying this halacha la'aris lehem, on that halacha he says the idea to Evan Lubin, and it's going back in both of them, and certainly the second words are Tevis. So Pashtis should be the same exact machlokes. Anyone who holds the mindset to be a machmor by Shulchan is Evan Lubin, who would in my case of Tevis, the loch it should be a case of Evan Lubin. That's the second case. Now, the case over here of Tevis would Metzniyim Bem Oichlin. A third case over here is, let's say, not Metzniyim Bem Oichlin. What's the loch in that case? It says the Mishabura, among Abraham, quoting a back. In that case, you do not need to do Iroi. What do you mean you did not put food inside? It says the Shai Tzion, quoting the Graz, it means not you don't put food inside. And the cabinet can put food inside, but not put hot food inside. That means our stamp cabinets the wall. That's our case over here. We did not put anything inside. So loch is then you do not need to not a golo, not a meluba, not a case of iwa. You do not have to cash your air cabinets.
And
fridges. Well, yeah. Fridges, we'll get to Chazal, and then we'll get to our cases. Again, trying to get to what comes up on Chazal. So again, so we have a third case, cabinets that we don't put food in. We have cabinets that put food. A third case, cabinets not put food inside. No golo, no case of lipun. A fourth case, Mishmur Sivkot Nun, Migdal Shulchanos Besaf Salim. Your tables and your benches, the loch is you have to machshir it, same thing like Shulchanos, the machmirim be emelubin, mekin the case of Iwe. So Salim are benches. What exactly are you cashing your bench for? So where the Chema Moshe or Shulchan explain, it means they used to have these small benches on the side, they put a pas here when they took it out of the fire, put on this on these of Salim. Basically, counters. That means you want to know where counters are. Mishmuz of Kanun, when it says of Salem, that really means, benches means our counters. What's loch in the gate to the counters? The Mishmuz is saying it's like Shulchanos. What Shulchanos? The Mechabi says Iroi. Chachmuz Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan says Iroi. Those are Machman. The Mishmuz is going like Mival. The loch in the case of Evan Lubin. So Akan, again, we have four cases in Shulchan Aruch. We have a case of counters. We have a case of Shulchanos. We have a case of cabinets with food, cabinets without food. Now, the Pashkin do point out, now, too, we have these halachas over here, that it comes out, if you have no food there, you don't have to cash it, agolo iwa, and you have food, and machlaikis. Let's say there's a chashash, if you do agolo iwa to it, it'll make a hezek to it. Do evan lubin el runet. If they point out, by your counters, if you don't know what you're doing, your tables, depends what it's made out of, you might ruin the thing over here. A guy showed me on his counter, he had a nice, it melted through and it's for Mike over there. He does have a loop and it's plastic, fine. So, Zechash Hezek over there. Zechel Korban, fine, but it should be over there, not over here. So, so what's the loch in that case? So then it comes along the Piskechuvis, it brings down, negate the Evan Lubin, it's causing a case of Shaish and encounters, so the Vada go back to the loch of Iroi, so Chum of Almo, the Vada loch is Iroi. Now, in that comes along the Choshulchan, it's causing very nice tables, you want to even do Iroi to it, it'll still ruin it. He also says, even that, can we make it even not even do Iroi? Just cover it with only do a case of even Iroi. So, fine. I'd count what it says on the page.
That's called being Makel covering it, or that's just you have no other
option? He says, truly, he doesn't say him to do anything. I don't think he even. Just clean it well, he says. Just clean it well, he even says. Doesn't say to cover it. I do that in. Clean it well.
Even though your kids put food on the chairs.
No, if you cash the floor, you cash the chairs. But who put
your it? Kids, what? Sure.
You had food on the chairs.
A piece of pizza?
The kids walking around, put it on the chair.
The kitchen chairs, not
the
chairs.
And then in Pesach will do what?
Put the matzah, I don't know.
Hot matzah.
Hot something, yeah.
Hot what?
That's pizza.
Hot eggs.
Again, maybe in your house. Fine. So the Lysa, this is first cases. Now, there's one other Shulchan Aruch over here. These halachas we're saying over here to apply to all year round.
What?
Meaning, you go to Dira, and you're renting it from a chiloni, or you buy second-hand kelim. Are these klalim you apply also the same idea when you want it? You rent a dira, do you have to cash your counters? Do you have to cash your table? Is the same halacha will apply or not?
Occasional.
Occasional. If you're paying for them, they do it for you. Fine. But if you're covered,
you go into the cheaper places and they don't do it for you.
Well, that's cost pay. So we're discussing all year round first. All year round. Fine. So come along with the Amorites and all on your day. Some kuchav aleph on sefer. Let me just relearn that. The more they write the case, tevush shulchanos that you buy from a guy. Where's the Amor? Then minig is to do hagala to it. But the everything lachush. Minig do hagala. That means what? You take your table and you do a gala to it. What mean you do a gala to it? You put a boiling up. What are the tight words of doing a gala? It says a shak over there. It means you do iroi to it. It means a fuke libun. You take your table and you do libun. That maisa is enough to cash it. The question now is, they're saying that in the Ramah, the Amal maisa he holds, tough and bays, the meaning is iroi is enough. Like the Mechab over here that says iroi is enough. What about according to us, the Mishabura, who said, like, Hatchilas to Evan Malubin, do we have to kasher our accounts and our tables and get from a goy second hand? Do we have to go kasher them with the case of Evan Malubin? So Felder said that he went over to Abiyashiv, and he asked him, Lechura, the reason why the place can left it as is in Yerodea, because here's the Chum de Chometz. That means why the Pesach? Because by Pesach, the Chum of Machman, any of the Yemen is over here, and the idea of why do you make it all around? You have a tzir for Evan Tashmishai, and you have a tzir for Dov Gosh, and the whole idea of a klip is only Chumah Ba'alma, and also you can tell me the counts of the table might be of Shash Hezek. So the fine, Pesach 1 year will cover, or whatever, or if a Chumah of Einim B'nei Yomai. When you're getting up and you're going to go rent it, we have no Chumah Einim B'nei Yomai, no Sugim Naklap, he Machmer, and therefore could be, Echnami, go back to Ikaloch and Iris enough. Rafael said, we actually agreed to him that you want to get something from a second-hand store where he bought, or you want to rent something, Iris and Mice enough. I said, Hashani, you look in the Chodshani, or you look in the article, or you look in the Sefer Kashrus, or the Chalkas B'Yamin, in the Kuchav Aleph, they say, that's true, the Shach saying that in the Ramah, the Mos saying the Loch is Iroi, because that's where he passes. But once you go like the Mishnah Berurah, Evan Lubin, you have to cash with Evan Lubin. And therefore, I've known that people, they get second-hand stuff, or they go to dealers, what to go do, it seems to be there's a machlokes or shakl among the Amora Ra, what to do to be machmer with Evan Lubin or not. Not only that, says Aruch HaShulchan, be more machmer in Pesach. Or machmer in the Shai Yisurim. Not Pesach, why? It's a terrible. Pesach, it's a terrible. Shai Yisurim, you know it's a terrible. So by Shai Yisurim, it's more machmer. Bakert. So fine, the Maisa, there's different on Hoggers. Not only that, the third on Hogger, the Bina from Moshe and Ali Yeshurim, he says the Maisa, when we get it, it's in the Yemai. No one's getting it in the Yemai. We're going to any of the Yemai, Otto Ben Yemai. Maisa, you put things down straight out, put things down with plates. We have the Chosh things spill there. To be Chosh, the hot thing spills, why be Chosh? And when it spills, we come motor anyway, because there's no time of gum. To have a Chash on something that's not made to happen, or something that even if it happens is motor, why be Chosh? So 125,000 Maisa is motor. So there are different hummers again, what to do. Well. Yeah, nothing. Now that I've not really heard. I only heard that to Minstarfit when you're not sure what the guy used, what level of Sam Seifer he used, which one, that one or the other one. But fine. But that I've heard.
Maybe else clearly play right of a Chatchila.
No, that one Moshe not worried. Yeah, Moshe's certainly not worried about that. Most of us are not worried about that. Because even that, they said in Amin Yemen not to worry about it. With his Amin Yemen. So far, since there are those one with Starfit, the idea of the Kantra Moshe, which is a good title. Nice that the hunger is either to do Iroi, which a lot of people seem to do, or some actually try to do Evan Lubin, that's all year round. That means, again, whether cashing is things, cashing your high chairs that you get second hand, all these things are the same question. Now, in the gate to Evan Lubin, that people are machmer, what is nichel in the gate of Evan Lubin? Concept is, again, they sell these sets, they take this rack, you heat up in the fire. The question is, that people discuss, what about your kumkum? Your kumkum didn't work being an active Evan Lubin. The Bortan Licha Shlomo, the Shlomo Zalman said, that what are you doing? Your kumkum is, it heats it up, the coils are inside. It turns red hot. Even if you turn it off and you pour from it, you're pouring from what? You have a rack, you pour water on top and it spreads out, that's Evan Lubin. So when you're pouring from it, the barzel is still there. That is the Evan Lubin. Your kumkum be'etzem is the Evan Lubin.
The water's going off of it.
The water's going off the rack, it spreads out, the water's coming out, same thing.
No, but here the rack is on the surface. So
again, it spreads out, it's going to be on top of it, and it spreads out.
That's only if your coil's going through the water, no?
So the coils, in the, again, your kumkum has coils in the water.
Some of them do.
We're discussing the
old ones. Under the bottom surface. The surface is the coils.
Somebody's
mad.
The whole point is that that blood,
it spreads out. It's connected to the rock. It spreads out from the rock.
It connects onto the rock. Spread out. And then you need to
spread it. Right. It's going on the mokum. What do the rocks here spreads out? The rocks here spreads out. Same thing. Spread the same distance. Or that's one way of saying it over. How other people say it over, which I think you're referring to, is that the Megillah Sefer or Wallenberg Zatzal, you want to kind of, you hold the button down and then you pour from it. And the reason I explained why, we mentioned before the Prima Gadim, why be machmer on an ear and a double gush? Anyway, it's a klipa, klipa, klipa. Since the Prima Gadim, you know why? Because the water naturally cools down. But here, when you're holding the button down and it's bubbling, you there's no chilik akiyu zeh. You call it a klipa. And therefore, he says the Megillah Sefer. And a lot of people do it. I personally catch that way.
Both
on.
No, it clicks in.
Right. No, I hold the bottom. Some click in, some don't. Mine, I personally, I hold the bottom. I hold the button down, and I cash through it, and I mamashu a movement.
You get electrocuted.
No. With the iron, if they tell me if you do the iron and you don't take off the, some people do evolution with an iron. So if you do an iron, you don't take out the plugs. Then the economic could be dangerous for being electrocuted. But an iron is really evolubin. It's just, you take an iron, except a guy told me, also a guy in his county showed me he had a mark of solid of iron. You melt it right through. Fine. But and they also tell me in the Shaish in this country, the four different Shaishes, some of them are a big problem with Hezek. You have to find out which Shaish you have, you want to do an evolubin. Some of them mamish kill your Shaish, some of them are no problem. Just make sure you know what you're doing. Otherwise, you have a Cheshmish or Chalati of Aldira. Fine. But Maisa comes out that those want to know that the evolubin is when it's connected and you put it down. A third idea over here, and again, and a bit. Okay, we have one option. Someone tied up. Shlomo Zalman says, "Vechenog in the word down in the Lich Shlomo in his own bias, he did that way. He took a kumkum, was not connected. And he held that was emelubin. Shlomo Zalman said that was he did his own house. Not connected. Because why? Because yeah. A second way it went down. Megillah Sefer again. He said, "A Valmuk said it is connected." A third thing, coming with Berkowitz, he times us. Think about it. We learned the sugya not in Beis and Shabbos. That what is, when you take water out of an urn, the first cup, is that a klibishin or klisheni? Oh, chasmish. Machlokes, kido, right. So, the shallow, Rashi, Toysvith, we're showing him, people are mysterious, what to go do, Chamu Daniel. That means, asking, what's the question over here? The question is by Nabatia of Rebbe, that the water, how is he going inside Nabatia? The water came from Chamei Tverio, through pipes, went to Nabatia, and he took a buck inside, took it out, and that buck now is a klisheni. And the question is, why, what happened here? The water from the pipes went into the Nabatia. This Nabatia over here, they shut the pipes. I'm sorry, the bucket, I'm sorry, the bucket came out is a Klibishin, right?
That's
the Taz. What? The Taz, by the case of Iroi. So again, we have over here the pipes that came through. The Gemara said, whatever comes out, right now is a Klibishin. So the question is now, the pipes are still opened, and therefore it's nechal get of klibishin, or the pipes are closed. Betzem, the case when people usually in the olden days, they pour from a hot water into your cup, they had the kettle on the fire, they picked it up, it's not connected to the fire, and you pour into a cup, your cup is a klisheni. Why? Because off the fire is a klisheni. What happens, well, somehow in those days, you can have an urn on the fire, and it poured from the urn into your cup, when it's still connected to the fire, that means basically our urns, it's bubbling, you open it, the water's coming in, it's all connected to the fire still. It's bubbling. And it's Iwish, Lane of Suck, it's all connected. So Shaila, is that Nechle get a Klirishin still, or is that a Klisheni? Big Mavuch among the Gnol Achoinim, the Maisan Hogger, Kidur, is that the people's houses, they give the get of a Klisheni. However, in time with the Kro, it's brought down to the Chaznish, Chaim Kineski said, he was Mach, when the first cup you take out of your urn, is a get of a Klirishin. Because it's still connected to the source of the fire, and there's a get of a Klirishin. Get a conclusion. Come on, work with you one time. The vadam niklai yisol, the ma'aseh is to be mekel and given a get of a klisheni. But the chumra evolum, which is a chumra for Pesach, will be mekel and given a get of a klivishin, and they can cash it away from your urn, and it won't be a problem over here. Why? It's the idea of the chaznish over here.
Chaznish would not be masculine.
Because it's the other way around.
It's a chumra. The whole idea of evolum is a massive chumra. Okay, we point out five reasons. So the shulchan and the chay other ma'aseh and mekel like the mechaper. So you want me machmer? So fine, we machmer. Get evolum out to the case of the chaznish. That's the perfect said. Fine. So we have three ways why the kasha from the kumkum. Either you can tell me it's nichel because it's turned off, or turned on, or it's definitely get of a kli rishon when it's on.
It's not worse than your cup that you got from your urn.
No, the cup. But then you're pouring it from the.
What was your
You're going straight from the kumkum.
The urn that we have, or the.
You take the kumkum. It's going, and you're pouring from that. He wants to tie it up.
Saying if you have for Michael, it's most lechatchila.
Michael, we'll get a plastic. We'll see what Michael is next chabura.
Such hot water is going to burn with it.
We'll get to Michael. Michael won't work. We'll get next chabura. No.
Whatever the marble that's going to break.
Right.
So this won't break. It.
Right. That's right. A come out. You can do. I'm giving you an eitzah. How do Evan Lubin get the chum in the mishabura? You hold the button down. Coming from different avenues, the Maisel come out to Evan Lubin. Mishal Mazalman says it is. Mishal Mazalman says it is. A Berger says it is. Coming from this reason, that reason, other reason. The Maisel holding the button down by a kumkum. People ask me how to do Evan Lubin. You have to buy that set. Just take your kumkum. Some, one or two people tell me, somebody hold the button down, might break. I've never broken it. I don't know why.
Why is that
you hold it down. That's Evan Lubin. Again.
It's
true, but again, why? Irritant Klevishin is what is Klippa. Davagush is Klippa. Why to be. Why the world being machmir for? Why? Because it cools it down. Since people got them, when you're holding it down, it's not cooling it down. It has the mile of Evan Lubin. It has the mile of it. True. Again, but it's connected. It's just like in the rock. I'm just pointing out that the same idea as Evan Lubin. It's here.
It's a heated rock,
and it rolls down, and it's over here. What if the rock? Yeah, but as long as it's still hot connected to it, it's fine. That's the state, right? Yeah. It's hot connected, it's still fine.
You have to move it all over the place.
As long as it's still connected, it's fine. As long as the water rolls from it, says the Mishpah, it's fine. Aleshim Adei Evan Lubim Vishpach Alav Reis Vigagum Machmach Vishpach Alav Vichok Alav Reis Kulay Bezad Ayak Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay
Reis
Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis Kulay Reis
We'll get to this.
These are the first club. I'm going to go to case we're getting here now.
So what's the cool gonna just saying the same thing that
it's another way of saying why Evan Lubin works. It's had by a kumkum. Right. It's another way of saying the same idea why kumkum.
Why down or not down?
No, so again, I think you're saying even by down, it has to be on.
Has to be on.
Yeah, but it's coming from a different avenue.
It's right? More
Now, coming to Mishabura, once he discussed the idea of Iroi and Evan Lubin, the next step means down the concept of covering. Covering. Now, the question is, why are we covering for? And the second question is covering is enough? We have to do both Iroi and do a case of covering. So, first, Magavram, he quotes Mishmur, quotes Magavram, quotes Maril. Look up the Maril inside. He's very clear. He says you do not need to agala. Covering the mice is enough. Covering is enough. That itself is enough. Look in the Nakamoisha in top of the base when he brings it down. He also brings the Maril houses. What's enough? It's enough just to cover it.
Not
you do not have to cash your covering mice enough. Nakamoisha covering mice enough. However, came along the Magavram when he quotes it. Mishmur is very clear. The Magavram B'Shem Maril, don't say Maril says it, Magavram B'Shem Maril, Magavram is very clear. Achar Agola, then cover it. Magavram threw in, and the Mishmur is passing, you have to do two things. After you do Agola, then you have Kajav Chen Ruel Linoig. That's the correct Hanhoga. That's how he says it over.
What are you
going to go? Okay. He says, afterwards, Agola communicates with Iwe, whatever it means, or Evolubin, whatever it means. Agola just means idea of Lafuke Liban. That's a second on Hoga, a third on Hoga, where the Chayodah brings it down, the Kitchen brings it down, that those. Some say the Maisa to cover it. A fourth on Hoga, the way the Dr. Moshe says, Maisa, you don't need to cover it. Don't need to cover it. The way the Chashul, Chok, Yaakov, you don't need to cover it. That means it comes out, Mitzad on Hoga, Shaboy, what to go do, on table, the man of cracks and crevices, among the Gedolah Achorin, there are four different options. Some say, just covering. Some say, just Agola. Some say, Bol. Some say, Yesh, Yesh. Those are different hungers in the Gedolah Achorin before we get to go to. But you see, when hungers man is there, everyone's coming from, whatever you do is correct. Different hungers what to go do. Now, Mishmur himself, when he ends off, the only reason to be machmer is because there are cracks and crevices and they can't clean it that well, they never cover it. Therefore, you have Shulchan Shab Shutos, that's straight and smooth, or you count as straight and smooth, you won't have this chum over here on the Maisa, everyone agrees it can be makel, and just cash it over here. Do our case of a girl, it won't be a problem. Now, first, the way the Mishnah is coming.
Does cover that's wrong.
No. No.
Because you said
Mekel,
that's right.
It's enough. Without both. I mean, Mekel will not do both.
No, you don't have to do both.
You don't have to.
There's no milling, there's no.
No, no, no. We'll get to what it says. We'll get to what I'm wrong.
I'm wondering
if the woman
says they have to have two covers.
Where does it say two covers?
As a ruler.
Two covers?
I don't know where.
Okay. Not sure. Okay,
you made me man make two covers.
I made you.
Only two. I don't remember.
Someone's telling me that all these from people on Parshas Zochar, they're running around hearing Parshas Zochar five times. What's the ridiculous 5 times? 3 times mice is enough. 3 times is enough. Fine. Now, according to Machmir, Mishua comes along and says you have to Iroi and you have to cover it. You have to Agol and cover it. Mice, why do both for? What's for? Why do both? Either one or the other. So the way the Graz and the way the Oyz Vahod explains the Graz, Ayin Shom, he wants a Taina because maybe you have these covering that are sheets or these satin that have holes inside. So the covering of the mice is not a good covering. For that reason, we have to cover it. And also, in case of a Gola, one Svara. A second Svara, the way of Yomazilba, how he says it over, he says, true, you have a covering, you put a silver foil. But it might open up, might rip, might get undone. For that reason, we cash it, we cover it also. Second Svara.
You get a good thick one.
A third Svara over here, like the way how the Oyz Vahod himself, the one Taina, maybe there's wood underneath. You buy up inside the sugar of Krish over here, and they will go from the plastic down to the counters and back and forth over here. There is a fourth Svara they discussed, which some will say was a mistake. There's a fourth Svara, the one Taina, that you have a buy over here that maybe the pot you put down is hot. And therefore, if something is hot, and you have water between your cover and the counter over here, or belay it through the plastic or the cover and go inside the water into the counters.
That
then go by school. Oh. No, so come along with it. We're going to say one safer and one safer. And the second safer wrote, I saw a man tell you safer over here. Not true, it's only klipa. The plastic itself is a klipa. I made a mistake. So some quote him that way, but they didn't see his other safer we retracted. Might they point out, what is nafkamina between the reasons? I mean, nafkaminas. If the reason mitzvah is a hole there, the Shulchan Aruch Rab, look up the Shulchan Aruch Rab, himself says it's nochshash, like Barzel, or the things that we sell here that no problem of holes, no reason to do both. If the reason because it might be uncovered, also they point out there's nochshash, it's something well, not aluminum covered, it covers something else, will also not be a problem over here. Mitzvah the sugya of Kfisha, they get about, first of all, what's the idea of Kfisha? Is it Klipa or Kulay? Kulay Shachan does. Void, say that a lot of water needs to be active fisho, it's not a little bit, it gets damp underneath. A lot of water is very hard to understand why you're worrying about the sugya of fisho over here. So again, the reason why people are not that worried and only do one, only cover this track is far, because the reason you look in the achrenim, why to machmer, especially today, is not too much reason to be chosh for. Maisa could be a lot of people still do both. That's the mesorah they have, the parents do that way, we keep it that way, the mazalzel in the ideas of chumas and pesach. Fine, that's why you do both. One last thing to get to covering. We're coming out over here, then you put inside your tavis, your cabinet, say, I have no food inside. Or you only use it for cold food. The luck is, you do not need a case of cashing it. Not libo, not golo, not iro, not evolubin, there's no food. Come on with Chava Moshe, about 400 years ago, and says, true, you don't have to cash it, but then Hoga already was to go cover it. That means you see people in the cabinets, they cover things, in the fridge they cover, they come along where they're coming from, everyone's calling the Chava Moshe. Mini Kleisol, even though there's no reason to worry about it, the lock is to cover. Why? What's this charge? They say two different ways to take it over. Some say, so two different reasons why I say it over. Some want to tie it up because maybe put something hot inside. Maybe. But that's there. Who says? Or some want to tie it up because maybe they're cracks and crevices and they're proven there. They're cracks and crevices in the cabinets. Sorry, you can clean that well. Prove them over there. They point out not cleaned it from both cases over here. That means, example, someone tied it in your refrigerator, clean it very well, it's class. Except over there, sometimes people put half food inside. People tell me, when I gave a couple about who puts half food inside, and I'm going to say, why not? So fine. But for that reason, you have a right, and that's why people maybe cover the shelves in their refrigerator. It's the other way, in the cabinet, no one puts half food inside. Yeah. Spaghetti, people inside. Hot pizza, people tell me to do. And the other way around, in the cabinet, it comes out, and no one ever puts hot food in our cabinets, but mice, they're cracking crevices in there. So, but either, it's not clear what the reason why the chemosh was being machmer, there isn't a hunger to cover things, even when it's not shaykh to pasha to machshir. Right, basically, that seems to be the swarming down. It comes out, so basically, before we get to the case of Ismanazel, we have basically 2 points over here. Number one, if you use it for hat, with machshirit, how? Ashal among the Galachoinim, is it Libun? I'm sorry, is it Evan Malubin? Or is it Iwi? If someone used for cold, the loch is we cover it, we want to put food inside. What the reason is a shallow, the reason I'll ask a Purim, or because we're Chosh may put hand things inside.
Why are you putting food in containers? Cold food.
Like, again, we cover it. Anytime we put food in that area, anytime we put food in cabinets, we cover it. Any cabinets are used. Now, clothing cabinets, people don't seem to line, but any things in the kitchen, people line. Anything in the refrigerator, they line. I think that's around
the
food
there also.
Fine. Now let's go through six cases practically. We have basically we have cabinets, we have counters, we have tables, we have fridges, we have high chairs, we have sinks. That's basically as far as I know. That's our kitchen over here.
One thing. What about the cabinet with the dishes? The
Pesach
dishes, not.
Yeah, I guess it's negated to food. Most people line it. Most that's cabinets. Over cabinets. Okay, fine. First thing, cabinets.
Don't ever ask why.
Yes, it does.
You can't even ask them.
So first, take cabinets. We have cabinets. We have the kitchen. What to go do with them. So all the swarming down, you wipe it down and you cover it. You cover it. Where they're coming from, the Chavim Moshe. Again, why? Because either put hummus or the cracks of crevice inside. That seems to be clearly the Hanukkah. Anything in the kitchen. Again, we don't do it in our bedroom where the clothing is there. The anything that's to get our kelim of food, or we put food there, might as well line it. That's what we do. Again, Mar Mokhn is Chavim Moshe. That's the Makar. Aleph. First case. A second case, what do that counters? So again, it comes out practically. It comes out really. You should know if you have cracks. If you have cracks, you don't have cracks there. That means a lot of shayshes have things in the back cracks or over there. They have cracks in the side. So then you have a bayah. You have to kasher it. How to go kasher? No, you have to cover it. I mean, you have two things. Number one, you can kasher every lubin and iroy, and do you have, and also we cover it. You have to also cover it. And only cover it. That's a shaman different on August. If you have no cracks there, if it's smooth, people sometimes have counters that are smooth. Find something that's smooth. Echnami, apis tvorsh, we go to Mishbur, should be enough just to kasher it. Should be enough. How? Either Epilubin or the case of Iroi. Maybe only cover it. Mice, as far as I see in Mice in the Svarim, I see the Bnei Svar say to kasher, but the Mice in the Gate of Me'ashka has to be two main anogas among the Svarim. Either way, as brought down Shlomo Zalman, he himself in his own house, he kashered it, he did the kumkum thing, and he covered it. He the Mice did both. It wasn't it does that way. They're being in that hog of doing both mamish like the Mishnah Berurah. I said, Hashemi, the way they bring up from Moshe, the others couldn't well uncover it. Just cover it, that's it. The Moshe went the way, the Chodeshani went, the Mice went this way, the Oscar went this way, just the Mice cover it. I can ask me why in the world going against the Mishnah Berurah says to cash and cover. You'd say two reasons. In the Dr. Moshe, Mice, he says, Minik to Mekel, that's Chai Odom Archa Shulchan. Or even those being Machmah is why, because maybe they have holes here. Maybe it'll get revealed. But our thing is the way we cover it, it's not to seem to have the chashash over here, and therefore we can cover it enough. So it seemed to me that Hog among Klaius on the Gate, he can't just be two, no more in Hoggah, but two Iker and Hoggahs among the Swarm of Halapachas, either to cover it or to kasher and cover. Very rarely have I walked into a kitchen and seen it only being kashered. Come on, Holly, I've seen that.
What are you going to get like, near the sink faucets?
Yeah, there are cracking crevices over there. Also, there.
Hotels.
How
do you cover that? You don't
yeah, I've wondered about certain hotels. What's going on? The better ones have to cover it. Better ones certainly do. Better ones do. Now, one person went to a hotel, they told me it's anything smooth over here. So I point out, so lava might be smooth, but certainly those aren't.
Why do you cash in those areas? You're saying you don't cover it.
You should cover it. You have to cover it. Again, Mishmur says that you should either cover and cash or cover. Right? The cashing will be enough.
Same part of the sink, you're only doing cashing too. Like, that's the spout of the sink.
The spout, you have to know what we're cashing for. What are you worried about?
No, what's going to happen?
What?
Sure. Or it comes out of the counter.
Right. Therefore,
there's a crack there.
Right. Therefore, if there's a crack there, then cover it. I mean, everything's covered. Question: cover and kashering. Right. Why not the kasher? Why are people only kashering and not sure where that correct noga is for the meyashmas? A third case discusses negar to our tables. So again, negar to our tables. It all depends if they are very smooth. So fine, just kasher. There are cracks over there. Then you have to also kasher and cover or only cover.
Wood.
Oh, so they come out less chashash. It'll get ruined. Depends what the material is made out of. I mentioned beforehand. If it'll get ruined, the vada can go back to ikalocha either iroi or just covering it. That means, for example, certain places the tables can be kashered. They should kasher boil hot water on top of it and they cover. Maisa to use it, avada not. Avada either have to cover or kashra, less kashra. What the maisa was born down the swarm, what to go do?
If you do two covers, then you don't have the chashash that maybe it's going to rip or whatever, because you have the other cover.
I said, well, I don't think we have a chashash that things are ripping, unless you're using solar foil. Say, and the thing that we buy, at least in the American, I don't go to the Israelis, the Americans have nothing here.
They have good stuff here.
They have good stuff. They can do it, but I don't know if they're using it. It costs them more money.
It ends up being cheaper because you use the same thing every year.
Some houses there, so don't even have a place to store it.
Even according to the people, you have to cash or you don't have to cash at the table, it's going to get ruined. Just cover.
I actually have two tables. One will get rid of one. So one, right. One of my kasha, one of my parents, same thing. One does, one doesn't.
For Michael,
will
get
ruined. For Michael, will not get ruined. No problem at all. I for Michael, will get ruined.
What
will get ruined? Depends what's made out of. So that, again, the swarming down, the way of bolting down, because Shuva says you any given we cover it. The Moshe again, Lishtosa come along and says just cover it. Again, Lishtosa, because Shuva always says you're in. The Moshe being down for Moshe, the Moshe being down, just do a case of do you and to cover it. Now they do discuss. Let's say they use the table all year round, only with a mapo. They never put food straight down on top of it. So then come along the Ravon and says, Echnami, just put a map on top of it, because why be choshim more than that? Fine. They also then bring down, if it's a nice table, get the choshim very clear, just clean it well. Cover it, because choshim being down, clean it well, and cover it, there should not be an issue over here.
So we don't need to cover the actual tables and then put the map on top of it. Just put a map on top.
To clean it?
To make a double layer, pretty much.
No,
the dining room table. I've never seen my dining room table. It's always got a table on top of it. So
okay.
Now you don't need to cover it more than putting a good tablecloth on top of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah,
the dining room covers it, and then it's the table.
Right.
Why?
Because they comes off. They changed it. Most places they have two coverings. One is the one for Pesach, and one's for the covering, but not for Pesach. That means you go to. I've been to different hotels. They always have two coverings. One they keep switching and switching, but the one's always there, constantly covered. That's a Pesach covering. Fine. Negate to your refrigerators and freezers. So again, mitzal alocha, my suits not need anything. But we have the minigat of the chema moisho. It says things that we do not put hot food inside. We might to cover it. Now it's mitzad purim or mitzad putting hot things inside. Mice, as far as I see, the mina for moisho of Bosner and all this mice that I'm hoping is to cover it over here. Asar sheni, I see the erlatzian and the blumkant his book will be actually being down. No, you don't need to put anything in the refrigerator. Could be the arguing exactly how the. Again, what's the chesed of the chema moisho? But again, to me, two on hogis and how to use the refrigerator. Do you have to line it, not line over here? They get to your height share. What to go do? So first, I point out height share. There are two different types of height share. You can have plastic and metal. Plastic, we get to measure next chabur the maisa. Then hogis by most places, not kasher. Metal maisa can kasher. The west brought down by the either or the oskol being down. Just wipe it down well, and have the getter of cabinets. Wipe it down well, and therefore, and then you should cover it. It's very simple. It's very simple to cover it. Now, the reason why they point out not to be machmer, because the derech is usually to give kids, don't give them hot food. Give them hot food, kids are not too smart, and they'll torture. So therefore, it's not a place that's at the derech to have something boiling hot on top of it. Therefore, it's like a place, that you like a cabinet, that you put food that's derech not to be hot. So the halacha is the correct halacha. The chema moisha is to cover it. Now, negate your sinks. People have different types of sinks. If it's metal, if it's cheris, if it's porcelain, what exactly is it? They point out if things cannot be kashered like cheris or plastic, you have a vayam inside that. If there are cracks there, you have a vayam inside that. If there are no cracks and it's metal, then echlami al pi the cheshbon shvoy, you should be able to kasher it. Maisel comes out from the swarm, it seems to be that different hogas again. The way how if item is down, we do ear it and we cover it, something down only on hoga of covering it. And I see in a lot of people's houses, the mice they get up sacked just to ear it.
And not the counters. So why does that make sense?
So the way how I understand what they're doing is that it's smooth inside, and the sides that are covering it, so that's where the cracks are. And once it's smooth, the mishbuah sounds like technically should be more to the case of iwi of covering it. Now what we should do is really evolubin inside. When you're kashing, it should not be iwi called mishbuah. We evolubin like some mechal mekilim. Evolubin, how to go do that? Either you go to the sash bechem, then the gemach over there, they sell you an immersion thing that makes the whole thing bubble up. A lot of fun over there. And the whole thing is Mamash Klevishin over there. It's a Mamash Alaish. Or otherwise, so you should really do a case of a kum-kum. They say we do the case of kum-kum. Don't go from the top working down. Go from down working the way up. Hold the button down. And you're doing a case of ebulubin on your sink.
Why would you do an iroi in that death? What's the filler?
That's not an iroi, that is an lumen.
Why would they get a sack for iroi? Like, just do the kum-kum.
No, I only will get a sack for iroi. No, iroi, people don't cover it. People get a sack not to cover the things. Iroi, meaning they should do the ebulubin and kum-kum right there. That's what they should do. Again, a lot of people, they tell me there's gamaxi around to get their immersion thing, which is wonderful. Fine, if you can't get that, just do the iroi idea with Ali Day kum-kum.
Same as the counter.
The counter will mice should cover it. The Mishwur says, according to Mishwur, there's a difference between the counter and the sink. A sink, I think, has had no cracks. The counter, most of them have cracks.
The water that slides down after the
If it's usually the problem with it slides down. I think as long as it's still gas, less point, it has to be 160, 170 Fahrenheit, which cools down very quickly in the sink. So, you have to try to do a good job on it. Now they do say when you what? Okay, you have a look at it. There's glue from era to era. There's not one big slab. There's a corner back, middle, around the sink. There's glue all around different eras, which they try to match it to be the same color. You can't tell the difference. But you just go look, or the crack. You have a border at the end, right? It doesn't roll down. You have a little.
They don't have that
in my house right now, you have a border. And there's a lot of cracks over there. The back, a lot of cracks over there. On the sides, a lot of cracks. Around the sink, a lot of cracks. Actually, I have a couple of pieces of little cracks. That's back to Mishra, okay, some cracks. Now, they do say when you use the sinks over here, they point out it's an ancient not to use boiling hot water in your sink over here, even when you have a sink insert. So the way they cover it in your sink, you don't do a snowfall, they sell all over the place sink inserts. They have a plastic thing they put inside. People kasha, put the plastic thing inside, or something to do without kashering it, but you put it inside. When you do that, they say not to use hot water, because sometimes the things back up, but you're boiling hot water, and a lot after you kasha your drainage over here, and void. Other reason maybe because you have a case of plastic. They advise always not to use boiling hot water in your sink. That's just being practical. Fine, so we covered, I think, all things to get to the kitchen. Again, the Siv Chof over here is cases that are not using the fire, but we have food inside. Siv Chof Aleph, the Sugya of Kli Charis.
The tray,
you clean the tray. The maestro comes out. To all these things I said, all six. The best thing to go do, ask your father what he did. It's all based. Everything has a makar. Everything has a reason. It's all nice. Nothing can be wrong with the evidence. No, my secret. They have no cracks and crevices. All smooth. You clean it very well. No, that you have to clean, but the food's not going. It's not coming from there. You have to clean it. They say that the cushion you put in the washing machine. That's you clean the cushion. They put in the washing machine, and your hygiene clean. Fine. Negev Siv Chof Aleph. The sugya of a Kli Charis. Now it comes out. The Gemara Pesachim Daflam Bay says sorry, Hidalov, that it's not Yitzchak Daifim Olam. And therefore, you cannot even cash it to a case of Agolo. Leave on the Maisel will not work over here. The case over here is when it went into Kli Charis by the case of Tzaynin. You did an act of Kfisha, or 24 hours. It's a blay inside. In that situation, can you cash your Kli Charis? It's come on the Torah, brings down a Ben Yol, gives you two Eitzes. It says either do an act of Mila V'Iroi, or you do the act of Agolo. Mila V'Iroi means you basically you take this Chavis that has Sheikha, the beer inside, you fill it up. You wait all the way to the top, you wait 24 hours, you pour it out. You fill up to the top again, wait 24 hours to pour it out, you fill up to the top again, and then you spill out again. Now it's not be with Sufim, says the Mishnah Berurah, but you do it three times, Mila V'Iroi. My mock this concept is a loch in your day, some kuflam rei, for the sugya of Yain Nesach, by Yain of Anachri. There it works, here also the Maestri, you said it works. That's what Ben Yol says, that's one option. A second option to the Ben Yol, case of Agolo. You can take your Kli Cheres, that's a chavis from Sheikha, that was belay through Tzoynin, and the act of Agolo Maestri works. It's not shining the Torah being done a cholkim, and it seems like he's been sad that way, it does not work. Kli Cheres does not work whether it's belay, but Cham, whether it's belay, but Tzoynin. Alocha, when he comes out, he says, B'di'evet, he says, by the case of Yuchu by Sheikha, the person can be makel by Yain or Dvash. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains, what do you mean Yain or Dvash? He sends you to Alocha in your day, Sim Kuf Gimel. Over there, he discusses that when you have Sheikha going into Yain, brought down over there in Sif Dalad, that's nice in Tamil of Gam. Even if it's Ben Yaimah, you can be makel B'di'evet. Mash Enkin, when you have Sheikha going inside, made Dvash. There is not no Islam of Kamas Ben Yom. There must be a case of Enim Neyamai. Samit Beisia, Halacha in the Mishavua, Sheikha, beer, mixing beer and wine together, besides the poor might not be too good, but also negate to the Teshuvah, it's nice time to come, even Ben Yomai. Now, the question we have to be makshid this idea could be done with the Ben Yomai, not Ben Yomai. So it's a Mishavua being the Achligas Taz versus the Shach. The Taz seems to be saying, even Ben Yomai can be makshid. Mashing the Shach in your day, Kuvla Mnei, seems to be saying, you cannot be makshid only in the case of any Ben Yomai. Look up the Shach over there, he really discusses a very important question over here. This idea of Mila V'Iroi, is it Din Yuchan of Pesach, or does it apply to all Yisurim? Anytime you have an act of Kvisha, can you cash him? Mila V'Iroi. Very simple. So coming out over there, the Shach says 2 points. He wants to tie down the get to, first they get to Odekim, before Klicheres. He wants to cash through the act of Mila V'Iroi. He wants to tie down how's it working. It's working inside the Sukh of Yai Nesef, being Maklish, making it weaker. But it's not taking the whole entire thing out. We never saw the kashering aspect until now, the idea of Mila V'Iroi. Everyone asked me, what's Mila V'Iroi? What do the words mean? We never saw it anywhere. What's the concept? So he wants a time that only applies by the case of Yai Nesach, and we're kashering with any Bnei Yomai. And also, maybe by Pesach it works because of Terah Bala. Let's see if the idea of a Terah Bala. So the only time this halacha works is either by Pesach, when it went into the case of what's cold, or by the case of Yai Nesach and no other places. It's not applied to all the Yisroel. That means the Mishmur, when he brings down this halacha, he says very clearly, quoting the Shachavir, Mila V'Iroi applies to Pesach, and that's it for nothing else.
What about the Kasher from Bostokol?
Nothing else, it's only these two things.
It's a terrible one.
When it goes to, you think in case of when it went to Kvisha cold milk, I'm not sure why. But,
how do you know, Rolf?
He says all these serum, could be, maybe that's not Issa, could be Nichol in that case, Kentine. But it's just easy, I guess, to do a case of Agala. A second thing the Shach does say, that the Chadash brings down over here, that Mishmur does not bring down, that even Kli Cheres, the saying of the Halacha, we're saying that Mila V'Iroi, by Kli Cheres, by all the Yisurim, can a person do a case of Agala? I mean, the Agala works for all Kalim, of course. Would it work by the case of Kli Cheres Agala when it went through a case of Kvisha? It doesn't work also. So the Shach says two Chumras over here. Number one, it does not apply Mila V'Iroi by Shai Yisurim. And number two, by Kli Cheres, when I imply the Het of Agol, when it went through a case of Kvisha. That means the Het of Yom Yuchid and Pesach and Yai Nesach is nothing more than that. They come along the Chuen and they discuss in Mila Sigil of Chovash Al Sheikha, the case of Yai Tzuraf, whiskey. Shmuel Magavam, they all bring down the case of whiskey. First, one thing he says over here, Magavam, whiskey, which any Bnei Yomai has a get of Nois Tam L'Shvach. There's no Het of whiskey of any Bnei Yomai. Always L'Shvach. That means the guy comes over to you with a cup of whiskey inside, that has kosher, that is a whiskey cup. Myself is bleached from the goyisha cup. There's no heter. I stop cleaning Ben Yomai. Whiskey always has a get of a Ben Yomai. That's a klal. Aleph. Second thing is, can you go kasher it? Do a gola to this whiskey cup? You have a bottle of Jack Daniels or something that you want to bring to the
glass also. Sorry.
What?
Glass also.
Let's say metal. We'll get the glass next, Chavura. Let's say you have a metal bottle of whiskey that you want to bring to the table on Pesach as a shtick. Can you go kasher it? Kasher it. Do I go to it? Shtick. Bring Johnny Walker to the table on Pesach. Yeah, fine. Can you go kasher this metal thing over here? So come along the Taz, bring down the Vosh, which says the same thing. You cannot even kasher. A gold does not work in these things. Why? Because always, afterwards, leftover reichel with taimoy, you always can smell inside the bottle the smell of whiskey over here. And therefore, number one, it's always get a Ben Yomai. And number two, even to be makshur, you cannot be makshur agolah would not work in the case of Yayin Seraph and whiskey. No, but showing is still there. There's a blia there. That's it. I think it's Reach time is showing there's a blia still inside. So, yeah, I think it's a simon. The Aruch Shulchan wants to say after 12 months, maybe it can be Mekel, but my supposed can say you cannot kashur it. If that's so, Kidua, there are people who kashur the bechers. How in the world do we go do that? Maisa? This past Shabbos in my house, people have bechas and they put whiskey inside and they're drinking from it. So my sister, you have a becha inside with whiskey inside. On the Shabbos, 6 to 18 minutes of the active feature, can you now take this becha and machshu it for Lala Seder? What? 6 to 8 minutes. Sits it. Yeah, you guys are sipping it slowly. Do the first and second course.
You don't finish it right away.
What?
You don't finish it right away.
And my father wasn't there to stop it. So
it's gonna have a smell.
So first, that's the question over here. So first, the Isma Dani Shmuel and Moshe and Tshuva. He writes after the Fisha Noigim, they would not be machshirt. Even if you put whiskey inside a cup for Fisha, even for a moment, the man on Hogi is the Meisah. We're not gonna go kash even though it's left 24 hours. We're not going to kasher for Pesach. Now the sefer you said Yishurim, all the Yishurim, yes, I'm Yishurim. You know why? He said, Chumi Dino, you can't kasher, but that's not Hogel the Meis, you don't kasher. So still, we'll have a kashering of Bechus over here. So, Meisah, if you look in the Kitzer and the Graz, and we say all this halacha and the Ger to kashering the Yain Tzirach, or you don't do it, the words of the Kitzer is because you put it in the Kiyum. The words of the Graz is you put it in there, Tomid, constantly. So they point out those words are Dafka do the Kiyum and Tomid, otherwise, do kasher. And therefore, from the Kluger brought down by the Masham by us says we can kasher, the Choshukan seems to go this way. The Pesach Yeshuva, it brings down Loch Lamaisa, he writes, to loy like a Moshe, not the loy at the Madan Ishmael, we're not knowing like a Moshe. But, so Lamaisa could be the reason why people do Kasher. Again, the Moshe himself says it's a Chumman Ba'almo. And in this Chumman Lamaisa, we don't seem to follow like him. The simple understanding is like the Graz and the Kitzer, which it's the Kiyam, we want Kasher, otherwise we do Kasher. Take it maybe a step further. If we want to go kasher, how to go kasher it? So come with the achoinim. That means well, you have to make sure there's no rechetam inside. So it says the mishmeruah, according to the Taz, you put eifer inside, put detergent inside, you boil up, cook it up, make sure there's no rechetam anymore, and therefore you can't kasher it. If that's so, luchora, nachri is a water you make, luchora, your whiskey, mitzias water, just, you're not going to put whiskey inside, next day you make kiddush, you don't taste it. So the whole reason why we're not kashering because the simon shabbat, the rechetam is over there, luchora is a strike as far, that doesn't apply with us. Maybe take it even a step further. The loch of kfisha, sim kufay sif aleph. The couple points that's brought down over here in the gate of sugya kfisha. Kshmak, yeah.
The
Taz and Shach bring down isavet aruch sif aleph. The loch is that we do a kfisha of a kli iser going inside heter, does the aser it. So isavet aruch ases the food that's been doing an active kfisha. That means, let's say you have milk sitting inside a clear visser, the milk will come also. Come on, Tana Shach, what are you talking about? How long is Kvisha? 24 hours. 24 hours, no time to come, why answer it? We mentioned then there was a third malach over there, a Moga Avram, a Tafim Zain, the Shai Tzim Baal springs down. That it says it is possible to answer it. He wants a Taino that if you right away switch and take out the Isser that's been covered inside and put the Heter inside, or take out what's cooking right now, switch right away. Then the loch is it will become osur. Why? The way the Mogar Ram understands that no time of kam is after 24 hours. Kvisha and Bli is at 24 hours. There's a second in between over here. The Shayat Sim brings down this terrorist and wants time. He doesn't. He says on the Mishmor left out because not that normal. Who at the same exact moment takes the food out and puts inside this liquid over at 24 hours?
Like the Lechem
Aponim
has to be.
Actually, I think the safer Lechem Aponim is the kasher. Yes, it sounds same. Yes, the kasher. Yeah. Well, on the I think it's a shver the Mogar Ram. But fine. But Meister Mishibu over here brings down. Mishibu does bring down the Mogar Ram idea in the gate to the Sugya Kvisho. That the idea is that Echnami it is possible, but it's not going to be down. It's not Mistaro. That's one Sugya to get to Kvisho. Another idea in the gate to Kvisho is that Kvisho we know is 24 hours. Seer is 6 to 18 minutes. Chaymitz is how long? Chirif is how long? Is Dafkat Seer or anything that's like Seer? Not like it. The Mechabin Sim Kufay says Seer v'chaymitz. The Mechabin Sim Kufdal says Chaymitz is 24 hours. Seer is Mechaber. Right? That's what Shach is. And then the Shach want to be Mechel and say the Loch of Chaymitz is what 24 hours. You read the Mishabura by Austin's Kufchav Beis and Kufchav Dalet. He says this thing is Chirif like Chaymitz. And he gets involved in 24 hours. If that 24 hours, the mice can't be mekel. For 24 hours. Why say 24 hours? Because of the chaymitz. They point out the Mishnah held, at least over here, the serious Mishnah Berurah. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah seem to understand the idea of chaymitz and the charif is different than seer. Chaymitz is 24 hours for the active kvisha. Mashing in the case of seer. If they go back to Yibachas now. Most of us are not sitting from the back of drinking 24 hours straight. It's a talent. Therefore, come down. Another reason why to kasher it, because what are you worried about? The fisha. Again, you have to be machmir fisha, it's not medinoi. The idea over here that's balea, it's not mistava, it's not 24 hours, most places want to go this way. Also, the whole idea of rech batam doesn't apply if you want to do it detergent over here. So, fine, the mice that seems to be one that only is to kasher it. A gamma moisha is directly another way. The gamma is against the moisha. Sifcha beis. We have a sukkah of a klicheris, how to use by case, so that's so your name. So I do it quicker. We have a case of chamin by klicheres, maisik and kasher. It's very clear. Same with tzoinin. So it comes out over here, there are really two cases. One is you have a case of kli cheres that's tzoinin, based chareses. You have a case where you have yeast over here inside the kli. So we saw already by the case of maducho that it's the same achlokes. The Gemara is very clear, based or based chareses. The loch is you have to kasher. Black like tomorrow. Why chmitzu kasher? How to go kasher? Machlokes hashokol among the rishonim. Those who want tiny need a sukkah bakol. You have your rosh tumin down that way. A tzenasheni the mina rashi and tam lazura the loch is libud. Machlokes. They have a loch lemaise how to be paskin over here based or based chareses. So it comes out that the mechaber paskin loch is agolo. Same thing with maducho. The Ramah, since he passed my Meducha earlier, the case is Lechatchila to be Machmer, therefore the Magavim, the Shvur, being down over here, Lechatchila to be Machmer. Fine, that's the Geta one Sigur. The Geta a second Sigur over here, to use a Kli Cheres B'Tzainin. It comes out in the Sigur, can a person use a Kli Cheres B'Tzainin? On Pesach, Kli Chometz B'Tzainin. So it comes out, there are really two questions over here, what the Geis of the Gemara is, and what the Geis of the Shulchan Aruch is. And then we have an ending point, what the Minig is. So first, very clearly, you read the Torah, you read the Beis Yosef. There seem to be two gerses in the Gemara. One gerse you can have, where the Rosh brings it down, kol ha-kelim, all kelim, the mishtamish, v'chometz tzainin, all kelim is causing, that are used for chometz tzainin. The loch is, you can put matzah on top. I mean, pashas matzah, that's chamim. Except for based or based chareis, that's why, because chometz kashalov. That means it's coming out. They say a person, by kli, that was used with tzainin, the loch is, you can put chamim on top, except by case of based or that you cannot put chamim, we can't put tzainin. The head of tzainin by based or according to the Rosh's Gersa. A second Gersa, the Rif, the Rambam, they change two things. The word is not kol hakelim. The words are kol kli cheres. That's number one, he changes. And number two, when it says the word matzah, it's not saying matzah meaning hot, but matzah on top of it that's cold. Two things you change in the Gersa Gemara. Div will come out. They want to do a kli cheres. They want to put tzainin on top of it. It was used for tzainin, you can put tzainin on the top. Then when it comes out in the Gemara, the two options. A kli cheres, that used for tzainin. Could you put something on top of that's cham? According to one gersa, matzah cham is mutter. According to the other gersa, only tzainin is mutter. But everyone agrees that kli cheres, that was used for tzainin, can put something on top. Question is one on top. Hot or cold? Come on the mechaber. Now, I've seen different shulchan aruch, different mechabers over here. Which one did this one have? He said over here, Afilu. So he come along, not the one I actually had at home. With the Gersa, the Mechab by over here says, someone's not Mishtamas Mechomet El Betzoinin, Lo Yishtamas Be Matzah Afilu Betzoinin. He came along and says, the loch is Afilu. I have the word Afilu. That's right, you have Elo? Yeah. Right, so someone switched from the, mine has Afilu. Mishibur pointed out the two gerses, right? I mean, it depends. Mamash, take the Mishibur, the Chavur says that Mamash, two different words in the Mechaber. My words in front of me are Lefilu. That means the words Lefinenu, what I have, the Oizvahadur. He's saying, what? If you use a Betzainin, you can't even use a Betzainin. Against either option among the Rishonim. The Rishonim is saying either use a Betzainin, use a Chamim, the Rosh, or use a Betzainin, use a Betzainin, that's the Riff in the Rambam. Come with the Mechaber that I have, you cannot even use it, I feel a Betzainin.
Until they fixed it.
That's and look at the Mishabura. He says, bring down the Pichadush and the Mamunchai Tai Cipher. Got changed, the word Elo. Doesn't make any sense. The Makosh way can't be. And the Mishabura says, you bring down the early Shabbos and they're going to be Mitzalim that way, not that way. Once they say the Gears is a feel Mitzalim. More Machmon than what the Rishonim are saying. The Mavucha, number one, how to read the Gemara, what the Gears is. Number two, how to read the Mechab over here. The Maiso, the worst of Mechabi, ends off. At the end of the day, whatever the reason is, we did not use kli cheres, in the case of tzoinin. That means, you go back to Loch and Sif Aleph, can you use a kli chometz on Pesach b'tzoinin? The Rambam over there says you cannot, however, ein your day is kuf chof aleph sifay. Says the nice kinim over there, what does that mean? You can use it b'tzoinin ba'aroi not b'kva. That means by all kelim and chometz, the Loch is, you can use it b'tzainin. There's no problem over there. But Arai. What is Arai we discuss? Arai means maybe b'derech, maybe shasad chak, maybe once a while. Not clear. Having to get to kli cheres b'tzainin by chometz, that's mefosh mechaber. The minig's not to go use it. Even Arai b'tzainin. That might be the minig. That's clear. That means the locha to use Arai kli chometz b'tzainin by other kelim. Yes, by kli cheres maisa no. That's the end of the day. Therefore, anything that's nichel in the getter of kli cheres, example, most places can say plastic is that way. Shul had the same halacha. You cannot use it even with tzaynin. I was in a certain place on Pesach. I saw them using kelim, making sloshy inside. That was used all year round. Told me, what's the big deal? I'm not going to use it, only do it a couple of hours. I'm selling to people over here. It was kli chometz that I was using for Pesach. That's kli cheres. I told them, I went up to Mashkiach and I made them stop. I said, wait until they finish the round and I'll take it away. Okay, fine, took it away. Kashi put it back the next day. I said, you have to wait 24 hours. I don't know what happened there. But the ma'aseh comes out. Plastic to get a kli cheres. So he told me kashi plastic. He told me some min chaz yitzchak. Anyway, it really went in. Who said the original ingredients were really chometz stick? I'm like, do you know what they were? Do you know what? Fuck, I don't know what happened there. But the ma'aseh comes out that the halacha is the minin klai sol is that was used all year round to make slushies. What are the ingredients all year round? The big plastic things. What is used? What you know what it is? He told me the same thing. Who said the chometz stick? Fine.
Who's right?
He has to go on fire. Yeah. He's selling it to people. Now this he's selling it. And the whole place had Ashkafa. So first he told me it's not his responsibility, some guy was selling it. It's in your place. Yeah. Fine. He had a lot of answers to me. Then he, fine. But the point, what?
Slush?
I have no idea. But that might. Would you do that in your house? Would you do that in your house? Fine.
So
the Shabbos says that by Kli Cheres you shouldn't use it for tzayin. No. So we're saying, so there we have Machlokes, the Rosh and the Torah, right? Fine. I'm pointing out, but Kli Cheres here, the Minik, that's clear. Black away. That's Minik.
And who says plastic?
Va'oid, it could be. It could be also mentioned then in the Shach. We'll get to the next Chabura. But it also could be that over there we pointed out why to be Machmer by Kli Cheres for. There we had two reasons why to be Machmer. One is because maybe you don't want a goy to go have it. We don't want you to go have it because you can go kashu it. Or maybe the police coming out when it's cold. They want to say, not for me to go to it. When a goy owns it, it might not be an issue. I don't know if you have this head to over here when a goy owns it. Because over here, it might say, by chometz, it might say more machmer. It could be we have an hogan not to use kli cheresis. It could be two reasons why it's not the same exact thing as a shach.
Does it help if it wasn't used if it started in Yemen?
Pesach? You tell me. Fine, thank you. No, right? Bez Hashem, next Chabura Wednesday on the same, we'll try to go through all the different materials. That's Aleph. There is yeshiva on Thursday. The buses of yeshiva do go.
From Beit Shemesh?
Not Beit Shemesh and Beit, but all of our Yerushalayim they go. Right, because too much traffic. But my is yeshiva on Thursday. Bez Hashem, as every year, we'll give Chabur the end of the Seder at 12:30. As every year, the Ilam Sam is bringing a nice lachaim. Everyone's invited to bring whatever they want. The Chabur will be on in Yom Din Yom and again the Purim of what happens when a person is, let's say, high and he goes into someone's house and he starts taking things. Is there Bayav Gezel over there, or Hezek, or other things that happens over there? But it is yeshiva Thursday, and as it says, Lahuda Moisa Oyel. Says the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Said before the suda, you have to start off with Torah. So, what better way to start off with Torah beforehand? Slacha further.